We're back to the Neil Haley Show and the Caregiver Dave celebrity segment. I'm excited first to welcome the program, Caregiver Dave and Sandy. Dave, how are you, man? What's going on?
I'm doing great. Enjoying the LA rain. It's never stopped raining for 2 months now, and never thought I'd ever see that in 44 years that I've been here.
Oh, my goodness. Go figure, the weather and everything. And our guest today is Sarah Syed, and she is the star of His Only Son. Sarah, thanks for stopping by. How are you?
Thank you so much for having me. I'm very good. And yes, I just came from LA. It was unreal, Dave. I hear you.
Okay, so you came from LA. So tell us the experience again, and specifically that not now you're back. Where are you right now, Sarah?
I'm sorry.
Where are you now? Where are you located right now?
Right now I'm in LA. I was born in Tehran. I moved to London for about 15 years, and then I came to Cambridge to study, and I'm in LA now.
So tell me about His Only Son. Give us the premise of it.
Well, His Only Son is this, for me, I would say personally, it was like a beautiful spiritual journey for me as an actor, as an artist, but also I feel like it's a very important story told through the narrative of a biblical narrative of these characters who for the longest time, for a lot of us, have been these like superhero distant, these grand characters that we couldn't really relate to. But I've always obviously loved the story, and I had done it even in school as part of our theater group. But the beauty of the film, I believe, is this is the story of Abraham and how he and his devotion to God and his commitment to his vocation and his search for truth. And throughout this journey, he's told that he needs to prove himself. He needs to show that he's all in. And so he's asked to sacrifice his only son, who had who he conceived with Sarah. They had for years and years been trying, and this journey of having Isaac was cumbersome, to say the least, and it ended up being his biggest sacrifice. And so I don't want to tell you, I mean, I know everyone knows the story, but the beauty of the film is that during every frame, throughout the entirety of the journey, you still question whether this is going to happen and whether he's going to do it. And I think the dynamic between Abraham and Sarah is just one of true love and commitment and devotion to one another that everyone can relate to, and the struggles of being part of a relationship and having have to strive through the complexities and challenges of life.
Sarah, is this a movie that Christians will enjoy, that Muslims will enjoy, that Jews will enjoy?
Absolutely. I mean, I was born Muslim. I grew up in a society where I felt like in a lot of ways that religion didn't it was very oppressive for me. And I believe that God and religion has to free you in order for you to be of service to causes greater than yourself. Right. And for me, I believe this film is a beautiful journey, whether you're a believer or non-believer. You find this sense of spiritual awakening, but also it feels like it's an invitation to right. come and observe and be a part of it. In Farsi, we the word for God is Khoda, which is short for Bechoda, which means come to oneself, come to yourself. And I think this film is a beautiful homage to that.
Wow. No, definitely. So talking about the filming of the film, we talked about the premise. It had to have been a challenge, right? It's not the easy filming to try to really depict that time period, to have the right background, all that. So explain that.
Yeah, I mean, David, Roman, everyone on the team, everyone in the crew, they did such a beautiful job. I watched the film for the first time yesterday. Sadly, I missed the premiere because I was on another shoot. I couldn't believe my eyes. I mean, I knew what they were capable of, but to go back to how we had to do it in the heat of the desert with the bare minimum, obviously, in terms of just budget. It was a low budget film. It was such a labor of love from the get-go. Everyone had put so much soul and love into it, that we knew it was going to be something special. But I believe in a lot of ways, and I don't know if I'm biased because of the fact that I have so much love for the team, but it truly feels like watching a masterpiece. It's so sensual. It's so authentic. Every frame is just so important. There's no fluff. And even though it's a beautiful, long journey, it never feels boring. But yeah, it was a bit of a struggle. I have so many funny memories. I mean, I had to be aged. And so we had prosthetics on my face and jowls and what have you. And David had lots of hair on his face and it had to be glued on. And I remember in the deep heat of the desert, we would, like, every time we would embrace or come close or kiss each other on the face, my jowl would be stuck on his face and his beard on mine. And we were in the middle of an intense emotional scene that had to be redone all over again. It was just so fun. It was just so wonderful.
Sarah, I'm a Christian. I love the story. I've read it so many times, the biblical account. Many films have been made about this part of the Bible, but how is yours different? I mean, is it strictly the biblical account? Have you taken creative license? I mean, how is it different from what's out there?
I think I have also watched, there was a film that I was absolutely truly in love with, even though, and now when I think about it, it's historical, I think, for me. Let me tell you the story, actually. When I wasn't supposed to audition for the film. I went to this massive sort of structure where they were casting different films. It's a very well-known one in LA. And I just saw the script on the wall and the sides. And as you said, this is a beautiful story. It's very nostalgic for me personally. And I loved it. I've loved it. It's one of those very, as you said, favorite biblical stories of mine. And I got up, looked at the sides, and I was reading it, and Roman, our producer, opened the door and he was like, are you here to audition? And I was like, no. And he was like, what's your name? I said, Sarah. And he's like, oh, great, we're auditioning for Sarah, come in. And that the rest is history. It was just pure serendipity from the get-go. The beauty of this, the way this story is being told for me, really stems from David's devotion to getting the facts historically right, but also his in-depth research with respect to scripture, with respect to authenticity of the characters, of its historical value. And for me, I knew I was in safe hands. We would be depicting something that is truthful, relatable, honest, and I think as artists, we owe it to the society to make sure that they can relate to these characters and they're not these grand, you know, these superheroes that are very distant. I think that the beauty of this story is that everyone can see a part of themselves in Abraham, in Sarah, and their relationship, and other characters.
The customs and traditions of the time as well.
Absolutely. While, as you said, remaining true to the customs and the traditions of the time.
Can't wait to see it.
My question to you, Sarah, is Angel Studios, how are they different than other studios?
It's the people. It really is about the people. I yesterday I was like, I don't know. I mean, maybe I'm just like too emotional and going through this whirlwind right now. But I literally looked at Judy and Kelly and all the other members that I had seen through Angel Studios and Jeremy, and I was like, what are you guys? What are you made of? Why are you so good? Why are you so wonderful? I couldn't even, and I believe the reason why Angel Studios is so successful and has managed to spearhead so many wonderful projects is because the people are all about the project. And they take care of their talent. They take care of their crew. They're very respectful. And the stories are important to them because it means that it will change something in the society. It would provoke people to be thoughtful, to be more, to have hope and be resilient towards this. And I think just that kind of a strategy and not it being about profit necessarily in the beginning. I know obviously it's ultimate the business has to go around. But just from the inception of every project, it's about the substance, it's about the people, and it's about what they can give back to the world. And I think that's what makes Angel Studios so special, at least for me.
All right. So Sarah, basically, Dave has another question. I have to ask one more question. Where can we find the film and stuff? Is it in theaters yet? When is it coming out?
It is in 2,000 theaters, I guess worldwide. It's been translated in 15 different languages, if I'm not mistaken. It's tipped to be doing really, really well in the box office. So, I mean, the list, we've actually spoken to the social media team, and we're going to send, basically post a list of all the theaters in LA and all the different cities that it's going to be showing on, but it's going to be fully accessible for everyone. And we're so, so happy to, it started from last night. And so we're so happy to see the audience's reaction.
So Dave, you have to go in LA to it. That's for sure.
Yeah. We're moviegoers every single week. Can't wait.
Oh my God, I cannot wait.
2,000 languages for a low budget film. Wow.
Oh, I think it's in 15 different languages in 2,000 cinemas.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
Got it.
All right. Yeah. So my last question, Dave, has a caregiving question. Go ahead, Dave.
So I'm a caregiver to my wife. I believe everyone is either going to become a caregiver or need a caregiver one day. And it happened to me 27 years ago. My wife lost her speech, became paralyzed on one side from a stroke. And I made a lot of mistakes. And it's a tough, tough job. 30% of caregivers die before their loved ones do. And many more get sicker than the ones they care for, eventually need a caregiver of their own. So I became Dave, the caregiver's caregiver, and now host wellness retreats in Acapulco. I've spoken on television 57 times about this topic, preventing your loved one's illness or disease from killing you, etc. How has caregiving touched your life, Sarah?
Oh, that's so beautiful, Dave. It's so crazy, because in a lot of ways, I was just, as you were talking, I was thinking about the film and the struggle between Sarah and David and the conversations we were having last night with Nicholas. The beauty of what you're doing, I think we basically come into this life like different planets. We sort of clash into each other, and we're supposed to fulfill each other, not make each other necessarily happy, but love each other and fulfill each other. And the wonderful thing about caregiving is that commitment to love and respect, and ultimately it not being about having the perfect partner, perfect everything, perfect life, perfect circumstances, but devoting yourself to someone that you believe is the love of your life. And it's so, so incredibly wonderful. I mean, I sadly lost my grandmother to Alzheimer's, and I didn't even manage to go back to see her and be at her funeral. But for years, I remember just watching this this person that was everything to me just slip away, and sadly she couldn't remember anyone, but she could only remember. She would call my cousins after me. She would call them Zara, and it's one of those beautiful things that you see the ephemeral nature of life and love, and regardless, it's a beautiful and brave thing, Dave, what you're doing. It's people like small people like us wouldn't be able to live up to you, but
stop it.
We
have to do.
I completely understand, but I'm also in awe and inspired by that. But that's how it affected my life. I watched the most important woman in my life go through that, and it was hard.
Absolutely.
Well, I have a website now, caregiverdave.com. Anyone who can want to have a support group, you know, you need support, you need respite, you need vacations. So you can look us up at caregiverdave.com. It's a pleasure talking to you.
All right. And Sarah, we appreciate it. Where social media can people follow you and find you?
I'm on Instagram. I know I have to have a Twitter, but I think Instagram has been cumbersome enough. But my name is Sarah Sayed on it. I was a human rights lawyer before I became an actor. So I do a lot of humanitarian and political stuff for Iran. So that there might be a bit shocked, but I'll start posting film stuff soon.
All right. Well, we appreciate it. Thank you again.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you
so
much.
All right. You're listening and watching The Neil Haley Show, and we'll be back in just a moment.